This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, irrepressible comedian AK Dance was born in the world's largest refugee camp, Kakuma, in Kenya, after his mother fled South Sudan in the 1990s. He's now a successful stand-up artist, or was, until the COVID-19 crisis put a temporary halt to his live shows. But you can't keep a good man down for long, and now AK's latest challenge is taking part in an online show with the support of UN refugee agency UNHCR. As the agency marks its 70th birthday this week, he's been explaining to UN News' Daniel Johnson how he got into comedy in the first place and how he wants to help break stereotypes about what refugee life is like.
Why did I turn to comedy? In the beginning, I didn't know what I was going for. I remember just hanging out with a friend of mine at my place. And then I was telling him this story and he liked the story. It was just a funny story about my day and all that. I was dealing with so much traffic and all that. And I was using public transport. And I was just telling him a story. He's like, hey, man, this is a funny story. You should try out comedy. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. But that was the time I was watching a lot of comedians before then. I had watched Trevor Noah. I'd watched a Ugandan comedian called Daniel O'Mara. So by the time I got that word from my friend, it just piled up from my late habit of watching comedians. So it just came in. I'm like, okay, I should give it a try. And then I went and gave it a try. And it was just very receptive environment. So I should say that's the reason why I turned to comedy. Like, it was a good environment that I was pushed to.
You've always been a funny guy then? You've always liked cracking jokes?
Yeah, I think so. I've always been that kid that everyone wants to hang out with in school. Like, and I've always been a stubborn kid in school and all that. Sits in the corner, smart as well, but always like funny and all that. So I think so. But you know, being a funny kid is way different from being a stand-up comedian. These are two different standards.
Okay, tell me why.
Building a joke, coming up with a joke, a setup, a punchline, and standing in front of people. It's not about being a funny person. They're funny people and they are stand-up comedians. That's a different art. You stand high chances of offending someone and you got a flow because it's a pattern. There's a setup, there's a punchline and all that. So you got to know how to go around all that, and everything you do goes through those lines. And it's an art. It's an art form. It's not something you learn it.
You're trying to get a reaction from the crowd. I've seen a few of your shows online and they're very funny. You've got this massive smile and you really bring the audience with you. But you're also quite rude to them, aren't you? You say, oh, in Uganda, you make fun of Ugandans. And I don't know, how do you get away with it?
I think you made fun of the president even. Yeah, I did once. Because I speak Luganda, I've experienced some of the things that go on. And so when I speak their language, they become less judgmental towards me. They're like, oh, he's in the same boat with us. He can go ahead. And we talk about it. We laugh about it. So I know their culture. I know a lot about Uganda. And it's easy for me to like relate with most of them.
Can we start then at the beginning? So you grew up in a Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya. You're originally from South Sudan. And it wasn't until you got out of the camp that you realized things were different and that there was no need to stereotype people from refugee camps. And you're an activist. So tell us how you use comedy to break these stereotypes.
So yeah, I was born in the refugee camp. My mom went to the refugee camp about 1995, something like that. And I was born right there in 1997. To me, it was just the same. You don't know anything else. I've never seen anything else except that. We had every Sundays, we had our cultural dances from whatever, because the camp is divided into groups and zones. So I was from group 15. And all the time we'd go and watch cultural dances in other groups. And we would go to a place called Hong Kong and watch movies and all that. So like, it was only when I started stepping out and started seeing, oh, it's a different place. Oh, people use concrete houses. Oh, they're roads. Oh, they're this. You get the point? That I started seeing different things and a different way of living. And a lot of refugees that were born there would identify with me right now. To me, it helps me describe activism to me. Because right now, to me, it's all about me telling my story. Because everyone else has told the story of an African refugee child. The story is flies in your mouth. The story is, I don't remember any fly in my mouth. So I show up, I'm like, hey guys, I don't really remember having a fly in my mouth. So to me, I use that like to tell my own story. It's my time to tell my story. I'm like, yo guys, I think I had some fun. I think there were some good times. I think I went to school. I think there were some great things out of it that I try to tell as like a testimony, like a real testimony. So that's what I can, and it's all about, even the negative things, it's all about embracing them and find what's funny out of it. Because way from when I was a child, whatever was wrong, we would just find it funny after some time. We just try to laugh it out and all that.
But obviously there were dark moments, and your mother was forced to flee South Sudan and go to Kakuma, the biggest refugee camp in the world. So was your comedy a sort of crutch for her? Was it a way of helping her cope with obviously some very difficult moments?
She always tried to blame herself for the circumstances that I was born in. Unfortunately, she's not alive today to see, and for me to see if it comforts her or anything like that. But all I know for sure is that if I accepted what it is and I make the best out of it, she would be less cruel on herself. Like, she wouldn't blame herself as much. So to me, it's more of like, hey, mom, this is great. Thank you for raising me in the camp. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying. I'm traveling the world. I'm doing comedy. And they want to listen to all these stories. So to me, it's more of like trying to make her feel like it's okay. You get the point. Unfortunately, she's not alive to see all these things today. But yeah, to me, that's what it is.
I'm very sorry to hear that she's no longer with you. You say that you use activism to be a voice for refugees. And I remember reading that you said, rather than just doing shows for non-refugees, you really wanted to talk to refugees.
Yes, it was actually. So I had a mini program that I just did with my friends around me. I used to like ask for some stuff that they have, some stuff they don't want to use, some clothes, some shoes and all that. I wanted to do this small program where I can go to a refugee camp and just do a few minutes of comedy, distribute whatever I have in the schools. And then, so I was collecting a lot of stuff from friends. I actually have a lot of stuff at my brother's house right now that I collected. And I wanted to start delivering them this year, but COVID like kind of stepped everything. And I want to go back and do that still. I want to jump into that same thing and have some fun with them, share whatever I have with them. Yeah. So
you think you will perform for them?
I will perform for them. When the right time comes, when all the COVID thing is sorted out, I will perform for them.
Now, how do you keep this positive outlook? I know you'd say that Kakuma isn't all doom and gloom. And I know that as well as comedians who've come out of the camp, there are also Olympic athletes and many other very successful people. So it's clear that the stereotype of refugee camps needs to be properly explained and explored. But it is nonetheless a pretty tough situation to be in. How do you keep positive, given that there is ongoing conflict, and we're told that conflict and displacement are just getting worse?
You know, the blame game doesn't help, right? The rest of the world is doing what they have to do to put an end to this. There are so many organizations that work day and night to make sure that we stop producing refugees and also help support the ones that are in the camps and all that. What I do is just that, it's still here. Let's fight it. But while we fight it, let's give the ones that are here a livelihood. Let's support each other. Let me guide others on how I made it through, how I survived it. And then the blame game should be whatever comes up in the countries are signing peace agreements. My own country just signed a peace agreement and we're embarking on it and all that. So this is not the right time to bring, South Sudan. This is not the right time to play the blame game. You get what I'm saying? So, I do encourage people to stop the wars and all that. But my mind is not so much on trying to point fingers and all that.
Now, I'm talking to you because you're taking part in a show called Comedy with a Purpose with some of the biggest names in African comedy, including Basket Mouth, Delisa Chaponda, and Eddie Caddy. You know these guys. How exactly is the show taking place? Is it virtual?
Yeah, it's a virtual show. So it's a show that's hosted by the Lukuluku tribe. The Lukuluku, it's a campaign that I was invited to be part of. It was started off in 2017 that's supposed to like help change the narrative of an African refugee and all that. You get what I'm saying? And when I was told that, hey, can you jump on and do this? I was really excited because this is what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be part of such an amazing ideas that pay back to my community and my people. And it's really exciting. It's really exciting. The show is called Africa is a Continent. African is a Country. It's a very exciting thing.
What does that mean? Africa is a continent. I understand that bit, but African is a country. Can you explain?
Yeah, I mean, like because it can be interpreted in very, very many ways. Everyone can interpret it in their own way. And in my own way, one of the reasons why I accepted it is for people to know that when I say African, it doesn't mean like the whole continent. Like we have so many people in Africa, like so many. We have South Sudanese, Nigerians, Ugandans, Kenyans, and to mention but a few. And I happen to be one of those people. I happen to be South Sudanese, but in general, it's Africa. So when people try to refer to us like, oh, you're from Senegal, you're from Africa. Like, yeah, I am, but I have a place where I'm from. So some people will tell you, are you from South Sudan? Like, yes. And then like, oh, I know someone in Cameroon. Like, it doesn't work like that. To other people, they think Africans are just some cousins or they're just one extended family.
Oh, dear.
It's more about celebrating our diversity. Like, much as we are Africa as a continent, we got so many people and our diversity is our pride. So many tribes, so many cultures and everything.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you for explaining that to me. You may have a task ahead of you. It may be a project for life, this sort of educational element that even though you're from South Sudan, you don't necessarily know anybody in Cameroon. Although you probably do know a few people in Cameroon. You toured a lot before COVID, didn't you? So because this show, this UNHCR, UN Refugee Agency, and I'm going to mess it up now, Lukuluku movement, which is about activism to change preconceptions about refugees. Physically, you're used to being quite a presence on stage. You're incredibly tall and you've got this massive smile and you're quite imposing. How do you get that across online? How do you convey that comedic message that you want to?
Well, one of the things that we're really gifted with as human beings is the fact that we can adapt to whatever situation that we jump in. We are like 10 months into COVID-19 right now. And if you haven't adapted yet, then you're the problem. So it's more about like, oh, we are in, we jumped in. We're in the deep side of the pool. It won't be a problem.